This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Phillies Today, Monday, April 15th, the morning of Monday, April 15th, day after the Phillies split with the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-2 over the last 4 days. Look, man, I was really looking for the Phillies to take 3 or 4. Not going to lie. I was big time looking for the Phillies to take 3 of 4 from the Buccos at home. Really felt like after, you know, back-to-back series wins against Washington and St. Louis, really looking for this team to get on a roll. And it just feels like this team right now, they're just playing okay baseball. Like, yes, they've been playing better since the Atlanta series. And since the Cincinnati series as well, but it just feels like they're playing okay baseball right now, and it's kind of where I'm at with this team as we stand. They're just playing okay baseball. You know, the starting pitching staff has kind of been carrying this team. The offense has picked it up a little bit, but the offense, they're kind of in the middle right now. They're just a decent lineup. Bryce Harper struggling, Nick Castellanos struggling, Trey Turner picking it up a little bit lately. Especially after having one of his biggest games of 2024 so far. We'll get to that in just a second. So, normal show for you today. We will recap yesterday afternoon's game. Then we'll get to our takeaways from the game and then the series as well. And then we'll preview the matchup against Colorado. So, so without further ado, let's get to a tiny little recap of yesterday afternoon's game. We will jump to the bottom of the third, where Trey Turner hits a bomb down the left field line. Does it stay fair? It does. Gives the Phils a 1-0 lead. Half inning later, a bit of a weird top of the fourth. Jared Triolo would steal second base. An errant throw by JT Realmuto would then have Andrew McCutchen come home from third base. He steals home. 1-1 tie between Pirates and the Fightins. Bottom of the fifth, Trey Turner with a single on a sharp line drive to center field to Michael A. Taylor, where Johan Rojas would come around to score. 2-1 Fightin' Phils. Top of the sixth, this is where things this is where things turn for the Phils, where Zach Wheeler was just kind of, for the most part, strolling along. He had 10 strikeouts to this point, I believe. And top of the sixth, it was started by an Alec Bohm error and at third base. And this is where things kind of, you know, went off the rails for the Phils and for Zach Wheeler in this inning. As bases loaded for Jack Suwinski, a drive to right center field opens it up for the Pirates. He hits a grand slam to right center, 5-2 Pittsburgh, and they would not look back. Zach Wheeler comes out of the game. Sir Anthony Dominguez comes into the game, and then he immediately gives up a homer to Joey Bart. 6-2 Pittsburgh, and again, like I said, they wouldn't look back. Top of the ninth, pretty cool. In a game that the Phils were going to lose at this point, it was nice to see Andrew McCutchen hit his 300th home run, 300th career homer. It was a two-run bomb in the top of the ninth. Pittsburgh up at that point 9-2. And then bottom of the ninth, Ryder Ryan comes in for Pittsburgh, would get Brandon Marsh to ground out to end the game, and the Pirates win this ball game 9-2 and split the series with the Philadelphia Phillies. So takeaways from yesterday's game. Zach Wheeler, you know, had a pretty good outing, if you ask me, up until the Grand Slam. He ends up, I mean, his stat line for the day didn't really tell the entire story. He goes five hits, five runs, four were earned, three walks, 10 strikeouts. I mean, literally up until that inning, looked like he was having a normal Zach Wheeler day where he's just making guys swing and miss, making that new splitter look good. Looked like he was strolling right along, but had an Aaron Nola type of inning where we feel like the last couple of years we've seen Nola had these type of imploding innings, and Zach Wheeler has that type of inning in the fifth, giving up the grand slam to Jack Sawinski. And nonetheless, though, you know, Zach didn't do his job. You know, I feel like we don't really criticize Zach Wheeler all that often, and I feel like this is, you know, a type of start where we can criticize him. Like, okay, yeah, you had the Alec Bohm error, but you know, Wheel still has the opportunity to get out of this inning, and he didn't. And again, stat line doesn't tell the entire story, but you know, we killed Aaron Nola a lot for that, because we would say, oh, the stat line didn't tell the whole story for Aaron Nola. Well, we can do the same thing for Zach Wheeler here. Same rules apply, as Zach Wheeler doesn't, you know, was good for the most of the game, but gets to that inning and he wasn't, you know, still four earned on the day. Not a good start. Okay. It doesn't matter if it was an imploding inning or not. We're going to do the same thing to Aaron Nola. We're going to do the same thing to Zach Wheeler here. I know Aaron Nola's had more of those type of starts than Zach Wheeler has, a lot more of those type of starts, but same criticism should apply to Zach Wheeler. Okay. Has the one bad inning. It doesn't matter. Still gives up four earned there and five runs. So Zach Wheeler, good outing up until the grand slam, but still stat line or still gives up, you know, four earned. Got to give your team a chance to win. A second takeaway from yesterday's game, Orion Kerkering. Great to have Kerkering back. Absolutely great. And he looked good. He looked good. He, you know, one inning of work, gets a walk, a strikeout. Velocity on the sweeper and the fastball were good. You know, we know how great his sweeper is. Velocity on the fastball was good, you know, just hovering around just below 100, which is the usual for him. And it's great to have Orion back, because I think he can be a key piece of this bullpen. They're trying to figure out who their closer is, and Kerkering has been one of those names that has been, you know, floating around for the fans and the you know, the baseball talking heads. So it's good to have Kerkering back, and excited to have him here for the season now. And yeah, let's get it going, Orion. I like it. I like it. I like it. Like what I saw yesterday against Pittsburgh. Another thing, because I feel like the takeaways were weird from this game, because I don't have like a lot of negative takeaways. The only negatives were really like Wheeler and maybe a little bit of the offense. But I do have some positives here, you know, with the Kerkering thing. And also a big day from Trey Turner. Trey Turner going 3-for-4. You heard me mention there in the short recap, you know, had his first homer of the year. And it looked like a good Turner swing. It looked like last year's second half, August, September type of Trey Turner swing, which I like, which we really like to see, because I think, you know, Trey is an X factor for this offense. As good as his offense is, I still think he is an X factor. And, you know, he's heating up a little bit. Heating up, 3-for-4, first homer of the year yesterday. His stat line is now up to 302, or excuse me, slash line, 302, 371, 397, with an OPS plus of 112. So to this point right now, he is having a productive first couple of weeks into the season. So I think it's important for Trey to, you know, to get it going, and really, especially like, you know, come May, come June, I think those months are important for him, because April last year, he was good. He was good of April last year. If you look up to his numbers up until this point, I try to look at his numbers through 16 games last year. It's actually better than that, than he was at this point as far as like his slash line goes. Think it's important for him come May, come June. That's when we'll if he's you know being productive by then. I think we have the old Trey Turner back. I think that we can all probably agree on that. So, big day from Trey. Big day from Trey. Even in a loss, big day from Trey. So that's one positive that we can take away from a loss. Series takeaways. So again, I wanted 3 of 4. 2 and 2 is okay. You split, look, it's splitting a series when it's a four-game set isn't the worst thing in the world. It kind of just gives you the feeling of just meh. It was like, it was okay. And that's kind of how, like, where I'm at with this team right now is, like, I'm just okay with this team. Starting pitching has been very good. They've been very, very good. The bullpen has been better as of late. Weren't great in this Pittsburgh series, which, again, like, I just feel like, you know, the bullpen's been cruising along for a little bit, and then they get to the Pittsburgh series, and they've just been okay. Same thing with the lineup. Like, they've just been okay. They've had little outbursts. You know, you had your 3-homer game against the Reds from Bryce Harper. You had your, if you look at the other games for the Phils, like, 5-3 win against the Cards, 4-3 win against the Cards, 5-1 win against Pittsburgh, 4-3 against Pittsburgh on Saturday. You know, 5 with a 4-0 win, 5-2 win against the Nats. Like, the offense hasn't really broken out yet. I'm not asking for 10 runs a game. I just feel like everything's just okay right now. They're just playing okay baseball. And I feel like they're just playing what they are right now, which is just 500 baseball. That's where they're at. Just 500 baseball. That's just the feeling that I'm getting from this baseball team right now is it's just 500 baseball. That's the way they're playing. Like, you know, sometimes maybe a record doesn't really reflect the team. Most of the time it does, but sometimes in baseball you can't tell because of a sample size. But I think the 8-8 sample size right now reflects this team pretty well.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Pretty well. I'm curious your guys' thoughts out there. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ on X. You can let me know your thoughts there. Because I just feel like it just feels like right now this team is just playing 500 baseball, which is exactly what they are. And I want them to start picking it up a little bit. They need to start picking it up. That's takeaway number one. It's just like 2-2 is okay. I don't feel terrible about this team, but team needs to start getting hot and needs to happen. You know, I was really hoping that we'd take 3 or 4 from Pittsburgh and we'd start to get it going. But you do have Colorado and then you have Chicago in the White Sox coming up right after Colorado. So this is a time where you could get it going. You could get like 5-1, you know, 6-0. I don't want 4-2 would be good, but I want 5-1, 6-0. We'll get to that in just a moment. Kyle Schwarber, second takeaway from this series. Kyle Schwarber continuing to destroy left-handed pitching, and I didn't even realize like how good his numbers against lefties have been. I mean, slash line, 433, 528, 633. With the OPS close to 1,200, he has a couple of homers and 5 ribbies on the year. I mean, like, his numbers from lefties compared to his numbers against righties has just been astronomically much better. It's kind of funny. But, I mean, we'll take it. I mean, Kyle Schwarber this year so far has been pretty solid, and we're not used to Schwarber having a good start to the year. We're used to him saying like, okay, I'll just wait till June. I'm Kyle Schwarber. Then I'll hit 20 home runs in June. And then all of a sudden I'll be doing the whatever that sign he makes to the bullpen as he's rounding second base after a bomb, whatever they do. What do you even call that? I don't even know. It's not a peace sign. I don't know what it is. It's the pointer finger and it's the pinky, whatever you call it. Schwarber, though, usually waits till then. And he's just like, yeah, you know what? I'll make a little change. I'll slim down this offseason. I'll start hitting bombs, early. And I'll start doing it now rather than doing it in June. So Kyle Schwarber, again, continuing to crush lefties here. And he's having a solid start. Not having an amazing start, but he's having a good start. I think that's a good sign, which means it's a more consistent year for Kyle Schwarber. We like it. We'll contribute to the team's success. Third takeaway, Ranger Suarez. Just seeming like he's getting better with every single start. I mean, first start of the year against, the third game against Atlanta was okay. Was generally okay. And then he goes against, who was it? Goes against Washington and has a very good start. Goes 6, 2 earned, 4 Ks. Look much better than he did in his first start. And then this time out against Pittsburgh a couple of days ago on Thursday, 6 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs at all, a couple of walks, 8 strikeouts. Beautiful. Was clearly his best outing of the year. His stuff looked really good. So Ranger was really impressed with what Ranger Suarez did against Pittsburgh, and I'm impressed with what he's done his last couple of starts. Again, Ranger is trying to be the best number 3 in baseball. He's trying to make teams wish that they had him as his number 2, maybe even an ace. That's what he's trying to do. So Ranger, with a very good outing against Pittsburgh to start the series. Unfortunately, the Phils were not able to take 3 of 4 and maybe have Ranger start look a little better. But regardless, Ranger doing his thing, and I feel like Ranger is just getting better with every single start that he's had, the first 3 starts to the year. Last takeaway from the series, and I kind of already mentioned this, but I'll mention it again, bullpen not having a great series. They give up 7 runs overall in the series, and I think most of it was due to Ricardo Pinto, who since against Cincinnati, right, where he comes in and he gets called in and he shows up in the 4th inning and then to the ballpark in the 4th inning, and then he comes in to relieve Spencer Turnbull, I believe it was, and was a really cool story. But Pinto has not been good since then. I think he gave up 4 earned in this series and was just not that good. Was not good, and it probably contributed to most of the bullpen's numbers here. It was 5 earned. Yeah, so it was 3 earned yesterday, and it was 5 earned, or I mean, it was 2 earned a couple of days ago in a loss. So Ricardo Pinto contributing the losses here, man. Contributing the losses, just saying. But bullpen overall not having their best series. After a couple of series where they were really good. But we have Orion Kerkering back. Nick Nelson was sent down to the minors. So Kerkering's back. So look, still really like this bullpen a lot. I like it a lot. And look, bad series, but like this bullpen still a lot. Not too concerned with the bullpen. Okay, next series we have Colorado. We're going to get Nola against Cal Quantrill tonight, which is a 6:40 start. And then tomorrow is another 6:40 start. It's going to be Austin Gomber and Ranger Suarez. And then to round out the series on Wednesday, it's going to be, Christopher Sanchez and Ryan Feltner. Colorado's staff, they have not been good, but Quantrill has not been good at all. He has a 7.20 ERA on the year. Austin Gomber has not been great as well. He's a 4.91 ERA through 14 innings. Then Ryan Feltner, his numbers show that he's been, you know, through a couple of starts in the season, has been pretty solid. It's actually been their best starter as far as our earned run average goes. Has 3.38 ERA in 16 innings on the year, 15 hits, 6 walks, 18 strikeouts. So Feltner may be someone to watch in the third game there. The Rockies, 16th in Major League Baseball in runs scored. Starting pitching, well, you know, overall, 30th in baseball, so dead last. And the relief pitchers, 29th in ERA. So Phil's got to take advantage here, man. Phil's really got to take advantage going into this series against Colorado. You got to take advantage against Colorado. You got to take advantage against Chicago later in the week, where we will preview that series and recap the Colorado series on Thursday. So, but Phil's really got to get it going. A couple of players I'm watching here, if I'm the Phil's, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's got to be better. I mean, he's hitting 190 to start the year. At what point do we start talking about Bryce Harper? I think Jeff Kerr tweeted out earlier. Yeah, looking at it right now. Shout out to Jeff Kerr. Jeff Kerr, CBS on Twitter. Bryce Harper is hitting 190 through 15 games, his lowest batting average to start his season in his career. And remember, back in spring training, I don't think he had any home runs. I don't think he had any home runs at all, and he had never done that before. I'm pretty sure he had never done that. So I'm not worried about Bryce yet, but maybe we should start worrying about Bryce soon. But look, Bryce had that 3 home run game against Cincinnati. Bryce will get it going. I'm fairly confident Bryce will get it going. I said fairly, but I'm confident. I don't want to not say that, but like I don't know. Bryce hopefully will get it going soon. And against Colorado would be nice, against a team with bad pitching all around. So hopefully Bryce gets it going. But again, this is a series where I'm really hoping that this stretch here, that they can go, that you can take 2 of 3 from Colorado or sweep, take 2 of 3 from Chicago later in the week or sweep. I would really like to just, you know, the news with Spencer Strider with Atlanta, he's done for the year. You don't love to see that as a baseball fan, but if you're the Phillies, you got to take advantage. And I'd like to see them starting to get on it right now. And that means Nick Castellanos, you're not hitting well either. Castellanos, Harper, you know, Bryson Stott is somebody I'd like to see start to get it going a little bit as well. Offensively, not worried about the starting pitching right now. Aaron Nola hopefully can continue to feed off of his, good start here against St. Louis, where he had a pretty good start, you know, save for the 2 home runs that he gave up. I mean, the one thing Nola's got to watch is the home runs. For him, that's the biggest thing for Knowles, is to watch the home runs. So looking forward to the Colorado series. It starts tonight at 6:40. 6:40 with Cal Quantrill and Aaron Nola on the bump. So also Jackie Robinson Day. Everyone will be wearing 42. Jackie Robinson, one of, you know, the American hero. So you know, today is an important day in Major League Baseball. Today is an important day, you know, for America. And, you know, it's a big deal. So everyone will be wearing 42 tonight. So important for what Jackie Robinson did for the game of baseball way back, in the 40s and the 50s. So Jackie Robinson, legend. So that's going to do it for me. I will talk to you guys on Thursday, where we'll be recapping a series win against Colorado. Talk to you guys soon.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.